Again, as I mentioned, my name is Father Dave, and this is what my full-time ministry is. I travel all over the country, sometimes all over the world, and be able to do events like this. So last weekend, I was in... This is awful. Well, I know I go to Florida after this, so that part I remember, right? But I'm really looking forward to being able to be with you for the next couple of days. A parish mission is a great opportunity for a community to come together. I actually have to begin the homily in a way that bothers me because it makes me feel old. But I like to think when I was younger, I couldn't imagine buying water. You know, when I was younger, you wouldn't go to the supermarket and there was bottled water that we would pay for water. I mean, it just seems so weird. And yet, I was doing a little bit of research now, right? Water is a $12 billion industry. People buy $12 billion worth of water. Here's some of the, I was just doing some research for this homily, right? Some of the water that you can buy, types of water. One of them is called smart water. Now, you've probably heard or seen that, but I find that really, really interesting. I mean, we have smart watches, we have smartphones, we have smart TVs, and apparently now we have smart water, of which it costs $4 for a nice bottle of smart water. I'll tell you who's smart is the people who sell them that. That's who's smart, right? Then there's Evian water, and if you look at Evian backwards, it spells naive. There's a story there. I'm not sure what that is. There's a water called Perfect Water. There's a water called Just Water, which I think... Now, if I was going to start a company, I would start a company that says, just add water, and you'd get that, all right? There's a water that's called Life Water. There's another water called Perfect Life Water. I mean, all of this water, and yet through all of it, all the things that I read about water, never once did I find one that said Everlasting Life Water. I didn't find any of them that said that if you drink this water, you're never going to be thirsty again. I mean, that's not a good business model, right? None of them. And yet it's exactly what we hear in the gospel today. This is just a great story, right? So you've got this woman, and much of this you probably know, but just to remind ourselves, you've got this woman and she goes out and everything that John says is important. So when John says that she went out and it was noon, right? She went out at noon because she wanted to make sure nobody would talk about her. When women would get water, and it was a woman's job in that time, to get water, they would go early in the morning or late at night when it wasn't hot, all right? The other thing is that in this particular town of Sychar, there was a well in Sychar, but she chose not to go to that well, and she went to a well which was about 3/4 of a mile, about a mile, almost a mile away. Okay, so two things. She's going out in the middle of the day when it's the most hot, and she's walking a mile, 2 miles round trip. She didn't have to walk at all. There was one in the town. This is a woman who didn't want to be seen. We find in the scriptures that she's got a bad reputation. We find that she's been with all kinds of guys, right? And she's just tired of people talking about her. So she goes to the water, and there's all the other people there, and they're blah, 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 you know who this is. And she's, not that anything like that would ever happen here, right? But she was just tired of that, and she just was tired of people saying bad things and mean things about her and talking behind her back, so she decides to go in the middle of the day when nobody's going to be able to see her. And she goes to Jacob's well. And she has this encounter that lasts maybe 5 minutes that would change her forever. Jesus looks at her and says, really simple, give me a drink, right? And in her mind, this is all about the water. And she says, oh, you don't even have a bucket. How are you going to get? And Jesus says, if you would have asked me, I could have given you living water. She still thinks he's just talking about water. She says, how are you going to get this, in quote, living water? You don't even have a bucket, right? And then Jesus says, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I will give will never thirst for water again. The water I will give will become like a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to come back and draw water. This story, huh? This story is our story. When Jesus is beginning to speak about thirst, it's every one of us, right? That this is not just this woman at the well. this is the human condition. Now, use the word thirst or use hunger or longing or whatever it is, but that there's something in each side of us that causes us to be thirsty, causes us to look for something that's going to fill this, that's going to satisfy. And it's exactly what this woman was going through. She was always going and trying to have this emptiness satisfied. The question that this gospel asks us is, where do we look to get this satisfied, right? Everybody's thirsty, amen? That was fair. Everyone's thirsty, amen?
Amen?
And everybody longs to have that thirst quenched or satisfied. And we look to all kinds of things to be able to satisfy. We find in this scripture that everything is going well. All right, she's talking about living water, and this is fantastic. And then Jesus says, go call your husband. The woman says, I do not have one. It's like, I'm sure she's thinking, like, where did this come from? Everything was going so well. We're talking about water, living water, everlasting life, and this whole thing about this husband issue. What we find, what she's looking for to satisfy that longing, right? It's relationships. Well, maybe this guy's going to satisfy this emptiness and this thirst and this longing, and it doesn't work. Well, maybe this guy, I mean, this has been a story of a woman going from guy to guy to guy, something that's going to satisfy. What do we do? Right? A buddy of mine, from the time he was a kid, wanted to be a doctor. And he just knew that that was going to be what was going to give him life and satisfy and all that. And he said he graduated from medical school, and he was proud because he could put MD behind his name. And he went through residency. He ended up becoming an anesthesiologist. And he said he woke up one day and he was still thirsty. Well, then he figured it must be, you know, a bigger house, car, traveling, all this kind of thing. And he said he woke up one day and he was still thirsty. It's a horrible feeling. To be thirsty and to try to satisfy and realize that this isn't ultimately going to satisfy. And this guy, what he ended up doing, honestly, became an addict. It was easy for him to get drugs as a physician, and he began to write himself prescriptions and found his world beginning to unravel until he had an encounter at a well, right? Where Jesus says to him, you don't have to be thirsty anymore. We're no different. Everybody is looking for something to satisfy that thirst. I lived in Washington, D.C. for a number of years, and it was this particular gospel, and I was at the parish, and this elderly lady came up to me afterwards, and she says, do you have a minute? I said, of course. She goes, can I tell you when my life changed? Of course. She says, I was a widow. This was just a couple of years ago, she tells me. She goes, I was a widow, and I was lonely, and angry and frustrated and all of that. And she said, I came to Mass like I did every Sunday, and it was this gospel, the woman at the well. I've heard it a million times. She said, in the middle of Mass, in the middle of hearing that gospel, I just stopped and I ignored everything else the priest was saying, and I said, Jesus, I need that living water. And she says, Father, I don't know how to explain it, but in that moment, this water just like came, it was like it just overpowered me. She said, I've never been the same since that. She goes, it's not to say that I'm never lonely or anything like that, but I know that God is present, and I know that I'm going to be okay, and I know that there's peace. And in this moment of, she experienced exactly what Jesus promised, huh? This living water is going to well up within you, and how do we get that water? That's what Lent is about. It's about an invitation. That's what our parish mission is going to be about, an invitation for us to come to understand that each one of us is thirsty. Amen? And that whatever we try to satisfy that is not of God is ultimately going to leave us continually thirsty. And that begins this cycle that we begin more frustrated and we end up like him, like this woman, or like the daughter. So the mission will be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. Monday and Tuesday night it's at 7, and Wednesday night it's at 6. Okay? Now, I'm sure many of you are thinking, this is great because I have nothing going on for the next 3 nights. This is perfect timing, okay? Everybody's busy, right? So if you can only come once, then just come once on Monday, and then once on Tuesday, and once on Wednesday, and we'll have a parish mission. Okay, now, there are some of you who are going to come no matter what. My mom and dad, they open up the doors, they come to weddings, funerals, baptisms of people they don't even know, right? The church is open, they're going to come, and that's great. And yet there's some of you that's it's just not what you do. You come to Mass, which is fantastic, but you just don't come to parish missions. Or you don't do those extra things. Well, I want to invite particularly you that there may be a reason this time, this place, that your community is having a parish mission. That just for this moment, we can have this encounter with the Lord, that finally our thirst is satisfied. Amen?
Amen.
Finally, the coolest thing is this woman, she runs back to this town that she went out in the middle of the day because she didn't want anybody to know about her. And she runs back and she says, "You've got to meet this guy. He's amazing, right? He knew everything about me." This is what this is about. This is what our mission, the Eucharist, this is what this is about. We come before the Lord who knows everything about us and tells us you don't have to be thirsty anymore. Amen?
Amen.